Let's talk about some lessons that I wish I learned 10 years ago before I started dating. These are the things I wish my mother would have taught me or my father would have taught me, but unfortunately, I had a very toxic household growing up and it was not a role model for me. Like, I had to learn relationships from scratch. I had to rebuild that self-trust within myself and that trust in others. And I had to basically train myself how to be able to be in a healthy relationship and how to date men and how to find the right guy for you and how to communicate. Like, I had to learn all of these things from scratch. And so that's why I'm dedicated to making this content, so that I can share with women like me who didn't have the best examples growing up. They don't have the best history in relationships, and they need to train themselves from scratch how to actually be in a healthy relationship as a woman. So in this video, I'm going to give you 3 reasons why you're attracting bad men into your life, why you're still attracting toxic relationships even though you desire to be in a long-term relationship. The first reason is that you're too empathetic towards people that haven't proven themselves to you. So having empathy is an amazing thing. It's great to be able to put yourself in other people's shoes and feel for them, right? This is something that comes really naturally to women, especially if you grew up in an unstable household. You have even more empathy because you know what it's like to not have your full life together, to not have everything be perfect. And so it's easy for you to empathize with others. But this puts you in a bad situation when you feel sorry for other people and you feel empathy for other people and they don't feel empathy for you. So this is what gets you twisted around in relationships. Like, I remember when I was first dating and I would meet a guy who basically didn't really give me validation. Like, they didn't necessarily want to commit to me, and that was very obvious through their actions. Like, they wouldn't text me back right away. They would wait days to respond to me. They would stand me up on dates and just like not follow through. They wouldn't do anything to show me that they cared about me. So in my shoes, I would consistently try to empathize for these men and make excuses for them when they made it very clear with their actions that they were not serious about me, right? Like, they would wait 3 days to text me back. And yet when I got that text, I would respond to them right away because I'm like, oh, I don't want to make them wait. I don't want to waste their time. I don't want to make them feel like I don't like them. But they have zero concern about how I feel and if I think they like me, right? They literally do not care about making it seem like they like me, because everything that they're doing is showing me that they don't really value me. They only talk to me when it's convenient, and they only want to be nice to me when they can benefit from it, right? Like, a lot of the times I get women that come to me that will say, oh, he's really great in person. When I'm with him, it feels like I'm a queen. It feels like I'm the only woman in the world. But then when we're not together, he doesn't text me back. He doesn't go out of his way. He doesn't want to commit to me. But when we're together, it feels like we're a couple. What's going on? Well, a lot of the times men will act right when they're with you because there's something to gain. They get your attention, they get your feminine energy, maybe they get access to your body because of that. When they're not with you, they don't gain anything from committing to you. They don't gain anything from being nice to you. They don't gain anything from making you feel special. So that's when you're really able to tell, like, okay, he actually does like me, because he has nothing to gain from being caring and making me feel good, but he's still doing it anyway. Those are the people that you want to care how they feel about you and care about how you're affecting them, because those are the people that are being empathetic towards you. They're caring about how you feel. They're giving you that same energy, right? Not these men who have shown us the bare minimum, and yet we still want to be empathetic towards them, and we still want to care how they feel, right? Like, I would find myself in situations where these men were being so inconsistent with me, so inconsistent. And yet I'm like, oh no, I need to be safe, girl. Like, I need to be that girl that they can feel safe with. I need to be predictable. I need to be consistent with them. I need to cut out everyone else I'm talking to and just dedicate myself to them, because I need to prove to them that I'm there for them and they can trust me. And that's exactly what was keeping me in these relationships with bad men that had no intention of being in a serious relationship with me and were just trying to gain energy out of me and like level themselves up and make themselves feel good, but not necessarily give me anything in return. They didn't care about me. They just cared about the physical aspect of having access to me, or they cared about like the attention that I would give them. It had nothing to do with me as a human. And so when you stop being overly empathetic with men and you start just kind of meeting them exactly where they're at, that's when you start attracting real people into your life, because you're no longer making yourself available to people that are going to take advantage of your kindness and your empathy. So you never, ever, ever, ever want to allow yourself to feel sorry for a man and then make yourself more available to him because you feel sorry for him, or because you don't want to make him upset, or because you don't want to hurt his feelings. You want to almost be a little bit heartless when it comes to this, and you want to put yourself in a position where you are thinking more about yourself. You're thinking more about how they're making you feel, and then you're behaving based off of that. So you're not gonna say, oh, I feel bad for him. I don't want him to like not like me. I don't want him to think that I don't like him. No, 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 no. You're not thinking in this way. You're thinking about, oh wow, he's really been consistent with me. He's really shown me that he cares about me. I want to show him that I care about him. I want to be there for him too. You are reciprocating to them what they are showing to you. You are not just giving your empathy to someone who hasn't earned it. That's the most important part, right? You don't want to give empathy and concern to someone who doesn't deserve it, because that is the same exact pattern that is keeping you attracting manipulative people who are just trying to get everything they can from you. And because manipulative people are attracted to you, you don't have space for the right man. You don't have space for the right relationship, because you're constantly getting pulled into these like toxic situations. Before I move on to the next point, I wanted to let you know that I launched a new membership. So it's a monthly membership. It's called The Goddess Club. And when you sign up, you'll receive instant access to some of my personal development courses. And you will also receive access to ask me for direct advice and connect with the other women. To sign up, go to modelpatty.com. The link is also in the description. I suggest signing up sooner rather than later, because the first few members to come in will receive a special bonus from me, and you're not going to want to miss out on it. So the second reason that you are attracting bad men into your life is because you're a little bit too naive. You think that everyone is as empathetic and caring as you are. You think that everyone has such a pure heart just like you, that you don't really see malicious intentions. You just simply believe whatever a man is telling you, and you don't actually prove it to yourself. You don't actually verify anything. You don't follow your intuition. You're not aware of how people manipulate others. You're not aware of how men take advantage of women, right? Or even if you are aware of it, you don't see the signs. You're not aware of the signs, you don't see them, you don't want to listen to them. You're just taking what they say and believing it. You're not looking at their actions, right? Actions speak louder than words. So if you want to know if a man likes you, look at his actions. Don't just listen to what he tells you, because men will just say all the right things and then go and say the same three things to another girl, you know? So don't just believe everything they say. And be aware of the fact that not every man that comes into your life wants to be your husband. Not every man that comes into your life has genuine intentions. Some men have malicious intentions. Some men don't have any intentions and have no ambition for their life, and they're just coming into your life to waste your time, and it's not going to go anywhere, right? You have to be able to identify these things. If you're having a hard time figuring out which behaviors show that someone has bad intentions, I have a whole playlist on where I discuss what behaviors that bad men will do, what red flags you need to look out for when you're dating. The third reason that you're still attracting bad men into your life is because you're stuck in your people-pleasing ways. You care way too much about what other people think about you, and you care way too much about getting validation from others. So a lot of the times this will look like you make yourself too available for men and you give them everything that they ask for because you want to be validated by them. You think that if you make them happy and please them and do everything that they want and you prove to them that you're easygoing and you're low maintenance and you're not like the other girls. If you prove that to them by being so chill and being so available and so friendly and so positive all the time, then you think that they're going to validate you and you think that they're going to commit to you and like you more. But really, this attracts men that want to take advantage of women and throw them to the side. This attracts men that don't want to commit to one person. They just want to be with someone who's going to please them, right? They want to get what they want out of the relationship and then move on to the next thing. They're not there for you. They're there for what you do for them. So when you're stuck in this pattern of seeking validation from others, you're going to attract toxic people into your life. You're going to attract manipulative people, not just in romantic relationships. This will happen in business. This will happen in friendships. This will happen in day-to-day life. You really, really want to break out of that pattern, and you want to start being able to set better boundaries. I also have a whole playlist on setting boundaries, so that's something you can watch if you need actual practical advice on how to communicate boundaries in everyday life. And remember, you can watch all the content you want, but if you're not able to validate your ideas, you're not able to have a supportive community, then you're not gonna get very far. You're gonna allow yourself to get confused by everything going on. You're gonna learn all this information, but then when it comes to applying it in real life, you're lost. You don't know how. And that's why I created the Goddess Club for this community, because I want you to be able to watch this content that I post and maybe watch other creators, but still be able to actually get advice on applying it and actually be able to validate how you're feeling with other people who are on the same journey and not just get lost in this big ocean of ideas and big ocean of content that is YouTube, right? You need to be able to have a specific group, a specific mindset where you're really only focused on getting to where you want to be and not just hearing every single piece of advice that applies to a million different people. This is what I talked about in that video, 6 levels from survival mode to God mode. There's different pieces of advice for different levels in your journey, and if you don't know what applies to you, you're gonna get really, really lost. So that's why you need to have supportive people around you that know what they're talking about and know what they're doing and are actually living by what they're teaching. Because a lot of people will come on YouTube or come on Instagram or TikTok and just repeat whatever they're hearing everyone else say, but in their real life, they're not living that life. They're just talking about it and pretending, but they're not actually living to that standard. So you have to be really careful the type of content that you watch and who you surround yourself with.